Hello, hello. Welcome back to Pop Off Podcast. This week we get into Notting Hill Carnival.
We get into all the drama that went down at the Love is Blind UK reunion.
Lily Allen rehomes her dog and the internet and Peter are not happy.
And we get into all the drama that went down on TikTok between Hallie and Sophia.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Pop Off Podcast, the podcast where we tell you what's been popping off in pop culture this week.
Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode and comment down below your thoughts on anything we speak about on today's episode. Hi, everyone.
Hey. I kind of get scared about listening back to the episode sometimes, like just in case I say something cringe, but I really enjoyed last week's episode.
Yeah, last week's was a good episode. I don't think we say anything cringe.
Not we, me.
You did have a hater on TikTok, though.
Did I?
Yeah. People like you are the reason why, like, why would you even say yes to a concert if you think that you hate her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is amazing. Thank you for bringing that up. So
throwing me off that you're sat in the middle of the sofa.
Oh, am I sorry? So I actually saw loads of discourse about this, like, to do with Louise Thompson. Did you see that? Yeah, so obviously people were really pissed off that like Louise Thompson
from Made in Chelsea,
yeah, she went to the Taylor Swift concert, and I think it was like her caption, and then people were saying like the way she was smiling and she was like really smug about it or some shit like that. I don't know.
She wrote in her caption something like, "Oh, as someone who hates Taylor Swift, when the opportunity arose to go see her live, I felt like I should," like, kind of like what you were saying, yeah. But I feel like she worded it in a bit more of like a
harsh way.
Like more of a matter of fact way. I feel like, because you, when you were speaking about it, it was like kind of like jokey. It was like, where she was very serious about it, being like, I hate Taylor Swift. I hate her. And I've never liked her, but I felt like I had to go. It was like, all right, like no one was forcing you.
No, literally, no. But yeah, like, to be fair, like, obviously, I actually done a Get Ready With Me, but I just never posted it. I don't know why. I think it's because I was like really like discombobulated that day. And then I end up like just getting too overwhelmed. But anyways, yeah, I just know that now I would have been getting loads of hate, which is a shame I didn't post, to be honest.
But yeah, any press is good press, as they
say. Exactly.
But I've seen loads of discourse around it now of people being like, I mean, there's kind of been there for ages, like the whole like influencer trips, like what are the point? And you know how Refi did like a community trip instead of an influencer trip.
Yeah, that was really good.
And people being like, what do these brands, like there's no way these brands are seeing the payoff from inviting these influencers on this trip, on like, because to buy a box for Taylor Swift must have been a pretty penny. So I believe the brand that like Louise Thompson and Frankie from the Saturdays, I'm pretty sure, was with them as well, was Nobody's Child. So everybody was like, there's no way that that brand Nobody's Child brought back the commission that it would have cost to get that box from. But it's easy to like sit there and like be like, it's that, but it's way more than that. It's about like the brand building a relationship with these people. Like, you need to think of it in a way that they would invite people to an Eras tour because it's something that they can't typically just get your hands on a ticket. So it's like a building a relationship with the hopes that then they'll continue to speak highly in their brand for a long-term profit. They're not expecting to make, it's like the same way that like business corporations will like take their clients out for like a nice dinner to like butter them up so they'll be more likely to say yes to a deal in the future kind of vibe. Because I was just like, I was seeing the discourse around it being like, influencer concert need to stop because like, what, how did you go into Taylor Swift? Oh my god. Can you hear that? I wonder if they can hear it. Anyway, I know how it also can come across to people who are like a genuine fan. Like, I feel like if like, I did kind of feel that way when it came to like the Beyonce, not to draw the same comparison again, but when it was the Beyonce Renaissance tour and like Primark were taking people who were like going and expecting to hear like Crazy in Love and all that kind of stuff, and it's like, no, it's the Renaissance. It's like I got like a glimpse of like what it must feel like to be like a super fan of someone and unable to get tickets, and then you just see people who are like, I fucking hate her, but I just went just to say yes.
No, I totally understand. Like, you're gonna get back, what I was gonna say was, you're gonna get backlash from like from that, where like there's so many fans, you know. So no, I totally get it.
I get how it's unfair, but it's also like, try and think of it in a positive way. Maybe like Isla, she's now reformed and now your favorite's not getting hated on by her.
Exactly. And I have a massive influence.
Spin it into a positive, guys.
No, that's what I was thinking though. I was like, oh, but at least like you guys were right. Like, she is good, you know? So yeah, I don't know what else to say. And I would go again and I would put some more money in her pocket.
Not that she's anymore.
Yeah. What about her? Why doesn't she donate money to her fans? Why doesn't she give away free tickets? Why doesn't she decrease the price? Why doesn't she do a bigger stage? What about Taylor Swift?
Where is she in all this? Why is she getting off scot-free? One of my favorite celebrity stories ever still is when Beyonce did a concert in Sunderland during the Renaissance tour.
Sunderland?
Yeah.
She did.
And someone from a local curry house ordered like a huge curry order under the name Beyonce. And they were like, oh, for fuck's sake. It's someone in Sunderland thinking that there's some like smart ass, like making a huge order. Like they thought they were getting pranked basically. Mm. But they carried on the order anyway because the person paid. So they're like, we have to do the order. And they went off, delivered it. And it was Beyonce's security guard who came out and got it.
Really?
And it actually was Beyonce who ordered it.
Oh my God.
It's such a good story.
Why do I not expect like Beyonce to be ordering like Takeaway India?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Wait, who was it? There's another story I've heard. Who was it? It might have been like a really random YouTuber was staying in the same hotel that Beyonce always stays in.
Oh yeah.
In, I'm pretty sure it's the Corinthia. In London.
Sunderland. Oh.
In London. Yeah. Like, and apparently when she goes to leave the hotel room, the security guard has to like come out and make sure no one else leaves the rooms. Mm. So like he'll come out and knock and make sure no one's like in the room to be like, if you are in your room, like just stay in there for a second while she comes out and like gets in the lift and stuff. And whoever it was who was telling the story, I'm pretty sure it was a random YouTuber on like a vlog telling the story. They like looked through the peephole and like saw her like going out and stuff. So I love, especially when it's like celebrities like Beyonce who just seems so unrelatable and like out of touch. Not out of touch as in like to their audience, but like out of like, to me, Beyonce doesn't feel like a real human.
Person, yeah.
Yeah, so like when you hear stories about her ordering from like a local curry house, yeah, or like walking down the hotel hallway, it's like, wow, she's real.
Yeah, she doesn't just float.
Anyway, how was your week?
My week was good. My brain is not doing too well. I think I need to stop drinking for a bit, but that is impossible. Uh-huh.
It is impossible.
But yeah, obviously we had Carnival weekend this weekend. Lewis went on Sunday. I went on Monday. Mm-hmm. I had Boiler Room on Saturday.
How was that?
It was...
I had not heard of this until I saw people there.
Really?
Not of Boiler Room. I meant of this specific Boiler Room festival.
No, they had one last year. I went for the first time last year, but I went really randomly last year and it was in Burgess Park. And I was just like, I was actually at brunch with my boyfriend and I was just like, fuck it, like, should we just go? And he was like, nah. I was like, come on, let's go. Because we just got back from Lost Village. And it was so, so good. Like, it was very, like, it had a mix of, like, it was very London.
Right.
No, let me just say, very London. But this one was, like, very far away. It was in Lee Valley, which is, like, North London, like, next to the M25, like, yeah, in the countryside.
I've not even heard of it.
Yeah, so far. And it was just very, like, just a different crowd. It wasn't a London crowd, let's just say.
Like, Essex?
It was like a country... No, it was like a countryside vibe.
Oh, right.
But, like, I don't know. The crowd was just different. It was just annoying that the disclosure was in such a small thing. Because they had to.
I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah, they had to get locked off, which was a shame. But gigs was good. Gigs was good. And, yeah, I had a fun day.
Nice.
And the rides were really good as well.
Oh, I love a festival ride. Right, but yeah, then there was Carnival. I went on Sunday. I had a good time. It's just a good day. Like, I feel like it is the same sort of thing every year. It's just as I was expecting it. I had the same good time that I have every year. Mm-hmm. I have nothing to report, like, really? Out of the ordinary. Why do you?
No. Well, actually, I had a really good time this year. Really good. Like, I got off at... Where did you get off? Where did you go to?
Westbourne Park.
Yeah, same. But I bumped in my friend as soon as I got there because I went on Monday, which is, like, usually the busier day. And, I was just on the back rows the whole time. It was only at the end that I went on to where the...
The floats were. I didn't go to the floats.
Really? Yeah, no, it was so good, though.
Stages, yeah.
Mm. And I didn't eat any food there. Which is insane, since all I was doing was smelling food the whole time.
I actually wasn't there for that long. I think I was only there for like 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably not.
But I still had a good time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's hard not to have a good time.
I've had years where I've just have not, like, which is why only me and my friend went. So like some tips for Carnival, right? If you're ever going to go in the coming years, go with as small a group as possible and go with a friend who is reliable, good fun, and you just know you're gonna have a good time.
And not a moaner.
Not a complainer, likes walking, likes, if you do drink, likes drinking as well. Like, you have to be on the same page about things.
Yeah.
You can't be with someone that's not on the same page, because otherwise, one person wants to do this, another person wants to do this, and this is the thing with being in a bigger group as well, because you feel like you spend so much time trying to, like, keep the group together instead of just, like, kind of going off and doing your own thing, that it just becomes a fucking nightmare when people are drunk.
Yeah, and it's, there's also, I mean, as at most large gathering festival type day things, there's no service.
Yeah.
And it's like piles and piles of people, and it's also, it's not as something as simple as like a festival where it's like, okay, we lose each other, like let's just meet at the drink stand. It's, yeah, it's in the streets, like, yeah, you take one of you takes a left, one of you takes a right, next thing you know, like, you're going, yeah, down different side streets, and then you're miles apart.
Exactly. And it's limitless, like, obviously it's like, it's, yeah, as Lewis says, it's in the streets, so there's like, it's not like you leave carnival really, like, you're just there.
Yeah.
Do you see the thing with the girl in Nando's?
Oh my God, yeah, I did.
Insane. I watched a whole video about speaking. So if you don't know, some context, there was a girl, she got smashed, she got hit over the plate by a man in Nando's. She's a Nando's waitress. And his wife was sitting there with their kid. And basically she explained that something to do with a high chair, he was really agitated before. It's all on CCTV, by the way, and they posted the video first, and then she came out and made the video, her own video, like, explaining. And, like, the police, there were police at Nando's at the time. She explained to them, she went over to them and said, that guy literally just hit me around the head with a plate. The police officer went out to speak to the guy, let him go, and said that she couldn't press charges because they don't know what she'd said before, and there was no audio in the CCTV and this and that. And obviously now it's kicked up a fuss on, like, social media. The police are giving a fuck and they're, like, investigating it more. But it's just insane.
It's literally, no, like, genuinely, when I read, because I saw her quote tweet and be like, yes, the police came, like, on, she was explaining all. I was just like, how can you have that much, like, you literally have his face up in an obstructed view, clearly, like, showing, like, you don't need a second, like, that you literally watch it happen play for play.
Yeah.
Even though you can't hear the, like, speak, or what's the word? Yeah. The dialogue that may have gone on. That he still assaulted her first, yeah, and for as far as you can see, like, she didn't provoke him in any way. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if she was being rude, there was no reason for ever to amount to physical violence.
Exactly.
That's the step where it crosses the line and becomes illegal,
yeah,
and becomes assault. So I just don't understand how the police could then say there's insufficient evidence.
It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And it's sad as well. Like, one of my big fears about, like, because I feel like it's always a dream that happens, but a nightmare, is, like, when you're, like, not protected, mm-hmm, and, like, the people that are supposed to protect you are, like, against you, and, like, the police being against you, and, like, the failing of, like, the police at the moment, and them not doing their job is just fucking ridiculous. But it's just too much. They're putting their business in places that don't need attended to. And, yeah, I mean, it's just a shame, isn't it? But, yeah, all in all, carnival's great.
Yeah.
And also, I hope the girl gets everything sorted as well.
Yeah.
Well, madness and badness. Combination.
Plans for the rest of the week?
Plans for the rest of the week are probably going to drink tomorrow. Oh, probably going to drink on Friday. Probably going to drink on Saturday. Oh, I'm going to go to Montenegro next week.
Next week. Oh, I don't think I've ever been.
Yeah, it's next to Albania.
A lot of people, I feel like, have gone this year. I've heard a lot of...
Yeah, so it's had some really good PR. And yeah, the flights are really fucking expensive.
Oh, really? Oh, speaking of expensive flights... We only booked one way out to Mykonos because the flights was changing constantly on the way back. Guess how much a one-way EasyJet flight from Mykonos to London would be? With a 20kg suitcase. £720. So for a return, it was going to cost me £1,000 on an EasyJet plane to go to Greece. So we're now getting a ferry to Santorini and then doing 2 days in Santorini and flying back.
How much was the flight back from Santorini?
Like £95. And the ferry's £80. And the hotel itself, for the three of us to split it for, like, the extra two nights, is, like, £240. So it, all in all, for an extra two nights in Santorini and the flight back, is £400. Whereas I was going to have to pay £720 just... Like, that's crazy.
That's madness. That's madness.
On EasyJet as well. It's not even like, oh, it's a different...
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. It's still EasyJet. Yeah. Bro, the way that they pump up their prices is fucking nuts. Mental.
And then summer's over.
Basically, well, to be fair, no, because it's going to be hot for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I won't be here, sorry.
True. I need to get a bloody tan before the summer ends, to be honest. I'm going to have a birthday party, by the way.
Fun. What's your plans?
I'm going to have someone doing tattoos there.
Oh.
And they're all going to be revolved around me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to have to do EastEnders, feet, and
Oh, no, I like that.
What would you get?
You could do like...
Should you get like the river like going through like... symptoms.
Or like a, like you could say like a cheetah print imprint.
For like
what she
say,
yeah, that's what she's called. I was called a Pat Butcher. Is it someone else?
No, Pat Butcher did you swear, but of animal.
Oh, and I was gonna say you could like, you know how people do personalized cocktail menus.
Oh yeah.
And but you could like personalize you could do like personalized tattoo menu. So like the like a little leopard print and call it like the Cat Butcher.
Oh my god, that would be so good. Cat Slayer.
Cat Slayer, sorry. And then like I don't know, like what's your star sign?
Libra. I was going to do 10-10 because that's my birthday.
Yeah, and you could do like...
And only 10-10s are allowed.
That would be kind of sick instead of... Because like personalized cocktail menus are kind of done now. Like everyone does those.
Oh, I kind of want to do that
too. So a personalized tattoo menu.
Oh, we've got something cooking, guys. But
yeah. You're going to be like big, big, extravagant party. Or...
I don't know. I mean, it's my 26th. Like, at 26, I thought I was going to have kids, a house, a dog, some cats.
And said you're doing personalized tattoo menus.
For my 26th birthday.
Oh my god, did you see the thing? Nick Grimshaw had his birthday party in Ibiza, and it's his 40th, and these people, like this gang in Ibiza, so apparently they didn't know who Nick Grimshaw was. The villa he was renting is just on the hit list of where high profile rich people stay. So, and they, what they did was they gassed out the, I don't know what the word they used, my brain is not working today, I can't think of the actual words of things, but they basically just set off a gas into the villa, which sedated them, and then they went in and robbed it.
Sedated them? That is some high-tech robbery shit.
Yeah, no, it's like really like it's apparently like a ongoing like big thing in IB for that, like
really?
All the big like big celeb, like the big time celebrities are like hiring, well most of them already have security, but like, do you know what I mean, like proper security to watch out, because apparently this is like a common thing that is keeps happening to like the big villas in IB for
wow. Damn. And his mum was there, wasn't
yeah
she?
yeah that's and she was sad. Like 80 as well, like that could have done horrible. Some serious harm.
Yeah.
Hey, well, should we get into what's been happening this week?
Yeah.
Do you want to start with Love Island, Love is Blind reunion?
Yeah, I mean,
fresh off our minds.
Yeah, well, I didn't finish it.
Oh, how far through did you get?
I think I'm like 10 minutes left.
Oh, so you just didn't see Catherine and Freddie?
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, was that it?
No, that was the last 10 minutes, was just Catherine and Freddie. And Catherine apologised to Freddie and Demi and...
Yeah, I did see her apologising to Demi. That was at the beginning of it.
Jasmine, I want to say, is that her name? Basically just no, sorry, she didn't apologize, she was crediting the three of them for making her a better human and like making them see, like, not flaws but like what she could work on her personality.
My friend saw Ollie yesterday.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok of him. I saw a TikTok of someone doing like dab.
Oh, dabbing up 10. I fucking hate that trend.
Yeah, it's really great.
It's sorry to be a hater, but I actually,
it's not great.
It's not. It is very cringe. I'm sorry.
It's also so American. It started in America, but like it's it's not a British thing.
And
like,
I wish that they would actually just dab up tens.
Yeah, I feel like most of the time they are pretty hot.
Yeah, the ones in America.
Yeah, maybe that was the one from with Ollie from Love Is Blind was the first British one I saw.
Oh, someone done dabbing up something. It wasn't tens. It was like they weren't tens.
That's kind of mean.
That's so mean. I know. It was awful. Like, and obviously that they must have thought, oh, like, we're being dubbed up because they think we're a 10. And then to post that.
Oh my God. So I feel like the main shocker was the Sabrina and Steven.
I know.
Which not to defend a man. Come on. It felt like a little bit like, I don't know, if not to go back to Love. Oh my God. Why are there like Love is Blind and Love Island airing at the same time? Like, it is so fucking confusing in my head. But airing. Or like just finished airing, they were like onto you, like being shown at the same time. In the Love Island USA reunion, basically one of the guys on the like first day he got his phone back, like a bunch of his news got leaked. The girl that he was with in the villa was like, "What is this?" And he lied to her and was like, "They were from ages ago. Like someone's disobeyed my trust." Horrible thing to happen to anyone, especially the fact that like as soon as you get your phone back, like that's just the last thing you would expect to see when you get your phone back.
Yeah.
But then it turns out that he actually sent the videos when he was in holding for the show. So he lied to her and said they were from ages ago.
No.
So she was then like, "Oh my God, like you lied to me." And everybody else was like, "No, but surely you can see from his point of view, he was under an extreme amount of stress."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it was like, my girl Serena, who, as we all know, is my favorite. You can both be right and wrong. Like, it's very understanding that you freaked out and lied in that mm-hmm. moment. Like, that's not shocking, but it also is completely fair for the girl to not want to be with you because you lied.
I don't think, well, I mean, oh, every, yeah.
No, she was like saying, she was like, me personally, I wouldn't stay with a man who ever lied to me. Like I have like respect, not respect, but like the respect I have for myself. If a man ever lies to me, that's the cord cut period. Like, no matter the circumstance.
I think she just didn't want to be with someone that had his cheeks open.
Well, that was then what everybody was saying. This was like an example of what I was going to say. It was like, it was a conversation, like watching it. I was like, oh, this is airing out dirty laundry on like a television show that shouldn't, this conversation basically wasn't meant for television. And that's how I kind of felt with the Steven and Sabrina thing.
What about him being broke?
Being broke and like him having to be like, yeah, I misjudged my finances and couldn't afford a flight to Christmas. And like, I had to pull out last minute. And like her being like, I had to buy you an ironing board. It's like, it just felt very like nasty.
Do you think?
I just like, I don't know. I just felt like, especially, I
mean, they could have spoken and said that they didn't want to talk about that before, prior, but obviously like they chose to speak about it.
But maybe he didn't know like how much detail she was going to go into. Like, she was going into actual figures, being like, I had to do a £70 food shop. Like, I had to buy you an ironing board.
No, she was more like, no, that was more about the accommodating for him. Mm. So I don't really feel like, from the way that I took it and I watched it, I thought it was more like she was like, you know, I really adjusted to you. Like, I accommodated for you when you came over. Like, I done food shops for you. She obviously said the number. I done food shops for you. I bought you an ironing board. I done this, I done that. And it was like, what am I getting back from you sort of thing? And I guess in some way, like, it could be viewed as being like, well, I bought you this, I done this, I bought that sort of thing. But I think she was doing it more in a way of like, she accommodated for him when he came over, because I understand how long distance relationships work. Yeah,
true. Probably the most extreme case.
Yes, with 12-hour time differences. So I was very much on her side when it came to the whole communication thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, I managed to communicate, and I'm the worst at texting back, but me and my boyfriend managed to do it with a 12-hour time distance, sometimes 13. And, like, we got on just fine. Like, when you can talk, I mean, you want to talk to someone, when you want to be with someone.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, but, like, as he said as well, which I do understand, is the fact that, you know, like, when you're in the experiment, things are all, like, roses and rainbows.
I thought that was such a good point that I hadn't actually heard anyone,
and
like...
Yeah, and I always thought this, because when me and my dad would just come through sometimes when I was watching it and be like, this is just bullshit, like, they're not going to last, like, this is, like, a fake world and this and that. And then I was like, yeah, no, it's so true, because obviously, like, when they're living in fucking Camden on the canal, do you know how much that is, like, in a two-bed apartment... And they're having all these things paid for them. Everything is paid for. Life is great. But then when it comes back to the real shit, and you have to, like, you have a business mm-hmm. to run, you have someone to, you're married to someone now, and then you're doing a long distance and all of that, like, it's not the best. And he said that he was, like, losing his finances and shit. I mean, not losing his clients, sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then she also... The juxtaposition of they were saying that she just started a business and it was doing so well, and he had no finances.
Exactly. And, like...
And so it's probably, like, as...
A man.
I'm a straight man in a straight relationship. Like, there's a deeper societal subconscious shame that comes with that. Like,
Yeah, no. And I did see on Twitter as well, someone was saying, this is, I mean, a harsher point, but they were like, you can see how evil men can be when, like, you're doing well and they're not doing as well, sort of thing.
I wouldn't say he was evil.
Yeah, but, like, that's more think harsh.
What it came down to from what they were saying on the reunion was that, like, she expected him to be able to put in all this effort, but he financially wasn't able, especially when it comes to, like, flying out to places and doing all that kind of stuff, like, wasn't able to put in the effort, but perhaps he could have put in effort in other ways. Mm-hmm. But maybe he also was just shameful, so didn't want to, like, was trying to shut down and self-sabotage.
I do hope that, like, maybe in the future, though, like, if they actually, like, once he gets back on his feet... Then they can, like, because they actually, like, really, like,
yeah,
they were
I
that couple.
They
that's
yeah,
why I'm surprised, but they were that couple where, you know, it seemed like they were gonna be together because it just worked so naturally. Oh my god, I sent you a TikTok of him dancing today. Did you see?
Yeah, that was really bad.
He needs to not do that.
Demi and Ollie, Demi cleared. Demi was the star of the reunion for me. I liked how she didn't back down when, like, Catherine started being like, I didn't mean it in, like, a bad intent, and it's like, well, no, like, it's very easy for you to sit here a year later and play the innocent card now, but you wouldn't say the words, my words are going to get me in trouble, if you meant it in good intent.
Yeah.
And it just shut her the fuck, like, she just, like, it would be very easy in that situation to be like, okay, yeah, that's fair. But, like, she was like, no. And then when she called out the guy, I can never remember his name. It kind of pissed me off that Netflix even brought him back, the fucking annoying guy.
Oh, Sam.
Like, I was like, we shouldn't even be giving this man airtime.
Especially after his Zionism. Mm.
But when Demi was just, when he kept going on and Demi eventually just went, just say sorry. Like, why haven't we got said to sorry yet? Mm. Nicole and Benaya, that little montage they showed of them was adorable. When they went traveling, they were in Morocco.
I think that's where I literally paused.
And then they like, it's actually quite sweet that the couples who stayed together like did Christmas together and like
Valentine's Day.
It's kind of crazy that like it actually worked for two people.
Mm. And the fact that they managed to keep it a secret for a whole year.
I did laugh. I saw so many tweets being like, how do you go on Love is Blind and come out with it's complicated?
Yeah, like, or like I'm in a situation. Because isn't Ollie with like one of
the girls? New girl, yeah. That was so random. It's like, we didn't need this piece of information. Mm. And Catherine's also with a guy from the pods.
Yeah,
but he wasn't there. She said on a podcast, like, one of the guys who like basically didn't get past the first stage. Mm. She's with him.
Oh, Ollie was on a podcast as well. And fuck.
Oh, I saw those clips, but I didn't listen to it.
Oh shit! Wait, I need to just know the gist of it.
The other thing I wanted to say was, while you find that, is Maria ate as well. I really liked.
Oh yeah.
How she cleared Tom in the sense of like what you were saying was by a knock-on effect like a being offensive to me and my family, like you were basically saying that like I've been brought up you saying you don't want to bring your daughter up in that way because she will be brought up to be dependent on a man is basically like subconsciously saying that my family have brought me up in a way to be, and that's not who I am. And I was like, that is kind of what you are saying, and that is kind of rude.
Yeah.
Especially when you've met the mum and you say to the mum, I'm going to like take care of your daughter, don't worry. Mm. And then you say stuff like that.
Oh, so the thing with Ollie was about the argument he had with Jasmine. And obviously it got cut down to like 3 minutes, but it was actually like 15. And like he was really like overwhelmed. And like she was like poking him and shit and like had his finger in it.
I saw loads of stuff that apparently Jasmine and Demi fell out, but then I saw that like on TikTok, so I scrolled quick because I was like, oh, it's gonna be a spoiler. But then they didn't say anything in the reunion, so maybe I missed out.
Okay, on to pop topics, guys. So Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber have had their baby. They called it Jack Blue Bieber.
So it's still JB.
Yeah.
I love that name. It's so like classic, but like not obviously. Jack Bieber is a really nice name.
Jack Bieber is such a nice name, and it's just such a, it's just like, I've never met an uncool person called Jack. Mm. I've always got on with anyone called Jack.
It's just like a classic name, but like still cool.
Yeah.
I think having the surname Bieber, it's very hard to have a bad first name.
I know, but they could adopt Jack, one anywhere.
Jack's like a Jack Bieber.
Yeah, and it's nice because like she has a nice classic name and he has a nice classic name.
Hailey, Justin, and Jack.
Yeah, Hailey, Justin, and Jack.
But yeah, 10s for the name. Mm. I like the middle name Blue as well. I like how it's still gonna be called JB. I don't really have anything else to say about that.
I did see a little bit of stuff on Twitter about
people have to. How can people have an issue with just the name Jack?
About that. It was about Selena and like people sharing like misinformation about. Apparently, she got engaged and stuff, but she never got engaged.
Yeah, no, she started following wedding planners. So people are like, "Oh, of course she wants to announce her wedding like the same day," and it's like, the woman followed a wedding planner.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't like make that a huge Instagram post trying to steal the attention.
I know, literally. And also, I saw like loads of screenshots of people bullying Hailey. It was really horrible. Like the stuff that they were saying.
She gets
so much though. But anyway, shout out Hailey. Love this.
Oh, she's a road girl now. Is it good?
It's so good. I love road. Yeah. This is my. I've had loads of these, to be fair, but the glaze and milk is the best. Really, really good, yeah.
I've never tried anything weird.
Really?
No, but I do feel like, as far as celebrity brands go, I do hear the best.
Yeah,
like,
they're really good.
I feel
good.
Like Rode, Fenty Beauty, and someone made like a thing the other day being like the only three like celebrity brands. Like, Rare Beauty.
Oh, Rare.
Like
Lady Gaga's.
I've heard really about that, but isn't it really expensive or something?
Oh, maybe.
Like, I think it's like really good, but like makeup artists have it in their kit rather than like the everyday person goes and gets it.
Oh.
I think, but I could be wrong.
Wow, well, I'm one of the 1%. in the top 1%.
Lily Allen is fighting with Peter. I don't really know what the fuck is going on there. Long story short, she said in her podcast that she sent her dog, she rehomed her dogs because her dogs ate her passport. And it, that was like the final straw. I think the dog was like, she basically was saying, a bit ridiculous, but she was saying that she couldn't look at the dog anymore and not be pissed off at the dog because she, the dog eating their passports ruined so much because the father of her kids lives in the UK and she lives in America. So it meant that her kids couldn't go see their family.
For it was like, during COVID as well.
Yeah. So she ended up rehoming it. A lot of people have an issue with it because people have a big issue with rehoming dogs as it is.
Why?
Because it's like you should have been prepared for anything. It's like sort of like the same way like you wouldn't rehome, they would say like you wouldn't rehome a child if your child misbehaved. Like a dog isn't just something that you can just throw away if you don't want it anymore.
Yeah, but what's the point of having them then if you can't if that's not the purpose?
Because for a case of like someone like you'd rather have a rehome center there in case of like abandonment.
Yeah, but it's also for that purpose. I don't understand people that are like
I do
that,
get though. What they mean, because it's like you shouldn't buy a dog or like get a dog into your household if you're not comfortable with it, like the potential of it eating your passport or causing a nuisance to your day. The same way that your child could do something annoying. Like,
I'm sorry, I love animals. I have cats. I've always grown up with cats. I love horses. Actually, I don't really like. Well, anyway, but people just that are like crazy animal lovers. Really put animals on this mad pedestal that they just think that they're like, it's just not the case.
No, I'm sorry.
Actually,
well, people also get such a close emotional attachments to dogs because it is like, especially if you don't have children, like a dog is like a huge part of your life. Like you have to make sure you're feeding it and keeping it alive and walking it and all this kind of stuff. So it's like people who have dogs don't fuck around when it comes to dogs because they have such an emotional connection to their dogs. Mm. But also, if you don't know if you've seen, Peter is going crazy at Lily Allen on Twitter. I am all for, I think she should have been called out because I don't think you should rehome a dog after eating your passport. I don't think like what she did was morally correct, but I don't think if your dog eating your passport is going to piss you off so much that you can't look at your dog, you should have never been in a position to get a dog in the first place.
No, but you can imagine like the stress of like being in COVID, having three or like however many passports it was, a dog eating all three passports. So you can't go and see your children, can't go and see their dad.
I'm sorry, but that's just a dog. Like, a dog can't speak. A dog can't, there is a chance of, why are free passports even in a place that your dog can get to? Like, if I had a dog, I wouldn't be leaving stuff out that I wouldn't want my dog.
I just think, like, that she has that, like, you've got to give her a bit of, like, grace because, like,
But I also think, like, it's fucking Lily Allen. Like, she's so fucking annoying. Like,
is she?
Yes.
What's she done?
Lily Allen.
Yeah.
She's like, she's had quite a racist past. She
should not have done
like,
that.
Like, very big, like, slut shamer. Like.
Really? Oh, yeah, Lily Allen, you should not have done that. you horrible bitch.
But she's very, like, self-aware of it as well. Like, she makes self-deprecating jokes. Like, it's sort of like, Trisha Paytas, like, they are aware that they're problematic, but, like, they don't give a fuck if you don't like them because of it. So it's like, I'm always here for a little bit of Lily Allen slander. She won a GQ Man of the Year award. I don't know if that was it, the actual, but it was some GQ award. And she had big beef with Kate Moss at the time because Kate Moss like slept with someone that she wanted to sleep with or something. And so she GQ were like, who would you want to present you your award? Like, it's a really prestigious award. She went, Kate Moss. So Kate Moss had to go on stage and be like, the winner is Lily Allen. But also like, sorry, I'm missing a key part of the story, which is also like why she's like another example of how fucking problematic she is. But Kate Moss was at a really bad time in her life with like drinking and drugs. Aww. So Lily Allen knew that she was going to embarrass herself on stage and be like drunk mess. So like
that's really mean.
That's like another reason. Like she's got a very messy problematic history.
Yeah, well
like
all over a man. Ugh. Also, I do love animals, by the way. I feel like I just like... said that like can I just explain myself because I know some weird animal lover's gonna get onto me, but like I just comparing the two is just like I just don't understand that.
Our final topic this week is and I have been dying living for this drama, the Sophia Lacour and Hallie, I can't remember her surname, drama. You may have heard the TikTok audio. I never get involved in drama, but I can't stand this little ginger bitch, which is Sophia Lacour. Long story short, quick rundown. These are two New York influencers who are like they follow each other on Instagram, and they, Sophia described themselves as colleagues. Like, it's that kind of vibe. Mm. Like, they've seen each other at an event a few times, but they're not really that close. Hallie had a boyfriend called Reed for quite a long time, and Hallie and Reed ended up breaking up. The week after their breakup, Sophia and Hallie were at the same event together. So they saw each other that week. Mm. And, like, they went out to a bar after. And, like, the influencers were all doing, like, rounds each of tequila shots. And then they wanted to go out. So Hallie was like, oh, I'm going home. I'll take everyone's goodies bags. All this kind of stuff. Key point. She took Sophia's goodie bag home.
Is Sophia the ginger one?
Yes. Okay. 2 days later, Sophia goes on a date with Hallie's ex, Reed, who she met on a dating app. Someone saw them out at the bar and told Hallie, sent her a DM. So the next morning, Hallie didn't have Sophia's number, which is a key point that Sophia stands. Sophia is like, if we have friends and I'm supposed to be being loyal to you, I would have your number. Mm. Like, I have all my friends' numbers.
Yeah.
So Hallie had to ask someone for Sophia's number and text Sophia saying, hey, girl, like, I've been getting DMs saying that you've been on a date with Reed last night. Like, is this true? What the hell? Sophia ignores the text message because she's like, I don't know you. Like, yeah, we've met a few times at an event. I don't owe you this loyalty. Yeah, yeah. So then Hallie sends her another text being like, I'm going to take your silence as a yes. Like, this is kind of fucked up from you. Like, I kind of expected better from you. Sophia is like, we are not friends.
Yeah.
I don't owe you this loyalty. Hallie then goes on to make TikToks about it, heavily being very obvious to make out that Sophia is the one who's been going on dates with her ex-boyfriends, but making it out to be like, we are such good friends and you just threw that away. And she used the excuse, your bag is at my house. It was a goodie bag she took home. It was her goodie bag she took home from an event.
Which?
Anyway, so then Sophia and this boy break up. They break it off and he gets back with Hallie. So he's now back with Hallie. They're back together as a couple. So Hallie has clearly forgiven Reed for whatever went on. A deleted podcast goes live where she is on it and, like, everybody is like, this man has no interest in you. Like, he does not care about you. He's showing you no interest.
What, to the ginger one or
no? No, to the blonde one who started this all, who was the original girl who made the TikToks sending the ginger girl hate. Yeah. All this original stuff happened like 6 months ago, but the podcast clip got deleted this week or last week. So this has all come back up again. So Sophia, the ginger girl, took it upon herself now to make a TikTok explaining herself. Because she was like, listen, like, now we're all talking about this couple again. Here's the story of time of 6 months ago about how this girl got me cancelled. And the internet did not side with her. The internet sided with the blonde girl, Hallie, and was like, you're just using this name for clout. Like, why are you even speaking about a relationship? Because, to be fair, the ginger girl did not go about it in the best way. She was being like, it was the best day I've ever been on. He spent all this money on me. He whined and dined. Like, I still have so much love for this boy. It was very much giving the other woman. And then, this is when it went super viral and everybody was like, what the fuck? This is when another TikToker, Ken, got on and was like, I don't get involved in drama, but this ginger bitch, I fucking hate her. Mm. The hate on Sophia the ginger girl was crazy. Mm. So Sophia then comes on again and makes a second TikTok, which she opens it up with the line, oh my God, some of you would think I drop kicked a puppy the way y'all are acting.
Oh my goodness, some of you guys are acting like I drop kicked someone's puppy.
And she then says that my favorite thing of the whole thing is she says the line like, wait, let me play it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know you owned him. He wasn't wearing a collar.
That's her.
And everybody is like, okay, you're
I thought that was actually from Gossip Girl or
no,
something.
No, this is the ginger girl in her address.
Because Lewis made a video to it, so I heard
and
it.
She commented on it. She was
did
like,
she?
Yeah. She reposted it and commented on
it. I love that.
But she was like, everybody was like, okay, no, you're an actual insane woman. Like, who would come on and, like, most normal people would come on and be like, oh, sorry, guys. Like, I shouldn't have maybe made this all about me and made it messy. And she was like, I'm sorry. I didn't know you owned him. He wasn't wearing a collar.
It's the first videos that I watched was of her, like, whatever, getting ready and stuff. And, like, the way that she was
speaking,
she just does not give two shits.
And now she's made a...
And she's so beautiful.
She's gorgeous. And she's now made a video, a makeup tutorial, to Taste by Sabrina Carpenter, which is Sabrina Carpenter's new song, which is all about, like, the lyrics are like, I hope when you're kissing him, you can taste me too. And it's all about, like someone moving on with your ex.
So wait, are people on her side or are people
Everyone is on Hallie's side, but the tide is slowly starting to turn just because of how good Sophia is doing this all. And I didn't realize Sophia's very much like a rage baiter. So yeah. You know Brad Mondo, the gay hairdresser? Yeah, she pretended to date him for 6 months.
Oh, yeah, because he reposted one of her videos.
Yeah, and they pretended to be in a relationship. Like, she very much likes the, like, clickbait, rage baiting thing. So that's why she's, like, doing it so well. Mm. Listen, I just love a messy bitch. And I also, this is...
Oh, my God. Her bio is the little ginger bee.
Yeah, this is what I mean. And listen, as someone who is an influencer, I know for a fucking fact those girls are not friends. Yeah. They see each other at events. They say hi. I wouldn't say that either of them probably disliked each other. Mm. But, like, I know so many people who I work with who I see at events all the time, but I would never hang out with them outside of these events.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when I see them at these events, I'm cordial, I'm nice, I like them as a person, but, like, they're not my friend.
Anyone that you want to see, remember, you would actually go and, like, arrange to meet up with them outside of the event.
You would have their number.
Exactly, you'd have their number. You'd want to go see them. Like, there's such little people, and it's not because... Like, everyone's time is very precious, you know? And, like, you're already going out and doing these things. So if you actually want to go out and meet any of these people on a day-to-day, you would go and fucking do that, you know?
Yeah.
So that is not our friend.
And, like, you do meet so many people at these influencer events, especially, like, after TikTok and all the things. Like, there's so many people with, like, following and a platform to get invited to these types of events. Like, if I owed loyalty to every single person I've ever met at an event, I wouldn't be able to date.
Do you know what I mean?
Especially in when it comes to, like, influencer circles, like, people know people from mutuals, so you're more likely to meet that person. Like, you're all in the same sort of things.
Like, your job is being known.
Yeah. Like, you know? Like, I just think I can understand from, like, people being sat at home being like, but you went out for drinks with her and stuff like that. I have literally been out for drinks with people after an event and I didn't even know their names.
Yeah.
Like I could see how, like, especially when the girl then said, and I literally took her bag home so she could go on a night out. You took her goodie bag. If you didn't take it home, it was probably just going to be left at the bar anyway.
She should do a goodie bag haul.
But yeah, I just wanted to come on here and say that I am a Ginger Bee stan. I am on her side. She is not in the wrong in this situation. Yes, she perhaps didn't go about it the best way in terms of, like, having... But I also don't think she needed to give that woman any courtesy in her addressing videos anyway, because, as she said, she got the whole internet hating on her for going on a date with someone who she had no loyalties. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, the girl started it in the first place by bringing it online. I know so many people in the industry who have been done dirty like that, but, like, you just keep it offline. Yeah. Like, it's not like... Especially when it's, like, with other influencers, it's so messy and unprofessional to bring it online. Mm. Like, this is your place of work. Like,
and you know how shit goes down. Mm. And you want people to be... Like, you want people... You're trying to incite bullying.
You kind of just keep it to yourself. Like, it's not that sort of thing. Anyway, I could speak about this for ages, but I have a haircut to get to, so should we do What's Poppin'? Oh, I do have a song. I have from Doechii. It's called Nissan Oldtimer. Nissan.
Like Nissan, like the car.
Yeah, and it's Altima. I think it's Oldtimer. But all of Doechii's new stuff recently, I hadn't realized she had been dropping loads of stuff. Because I hadn't listened to her since she did Alter Ego. She, like, released, like, 4 songs since then, and it's all really good. So give Doechii the praise she deserves, guys.
Very good.
Do you have anything?
No, but I have my negative one.
Okay, we got a negative.
Well, what's not negative.
What's not popping?
What's not popping is... Do I have any EastEnders fans here, please? Can we just come together?
Like, you can, community.
Yeah, my community. I need them. Thank you. Anyways, like, Sonia's just pissing me the fuck off in EastEnders. She needs to get up off her knees. And that's it.
Let's do it. If the people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram at Isla Loba.
And you can find me on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the podcast at Pop Off Podcast on TikTok and Instagram. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Bye.